If it's Monday, it means it's Annie Dugan's cheerful voice on the phone. Howdy there, sunshine.
Hello, Lisa. How are you this morning?
I'm going to live, darn it.
Oh,
it's
well, you'll,
one
you
of
have
those.
50-50 chance of sunshine tomorrow. So
I do,
you
exactly.
You got to make it through.
I yep. do indeed. So yep. where might we find art this
You're
week in the Northland?
Going to find some fabulous art, as always, this week in the Northland. This Thursday at the Tweed Museum of Art, John Schuerman is going to do a redo of his chalk. Usually talks get canceled in the winter because of weather, but this summer, John Schuerman's curator's chalk got canceled because of that big storm and power outages. So he's doing it again, or doing it for the first time, I guess, this Thursday at 6 p.m. at the Tweed. He curated the show Warrington, Cole Scott, and Sue Co. It's a two-person show in the smaller gallery at the Tweed. And I love what happens with this gallery because I think a lot of times, you know, you think that you need some big blockbuster space to have a really interesting and dynamic show. And the space for this show is relatively small, but you can spend, the work is so dense and so packed, you can really spend a long time in that space. I mean, you could probably spend an hour right in that nice small room. John Schuerman's a curator from Minneapolis, does some really interesting, thought-provoking work, and is here to talk about Cole and Cole Scott, Sue Co and Cole Scott. The show is interesting because both of these artists, I mean, they're doing work now, but they've been active political artists for their entire careers. Most of the work in the show is sort of 80s and 90s politics, and I think in today's divisive world, we think that, you know, we always think that the divisiveness is new or something, but it isn't. People have been speaking out and speaking up in really loud ways, and certainly these two artists have been for quite some time. So some of this work addresses war, government, really pertinent issues to now, but also harken back to, you know, this winter I was talking about the artist Goya and his work in Spain, and, you know, they reference some of that. So it's really interesting to sort of see this historical political art coming through and speaking through their work. So I'm really excited for that talk this Thursday at 6. There's two great shows Friday opening. Friday at 5 p.m. at the Lark Cafe, which is this really sweet new cafe across from Zeitgeist Arts right downtown. Chris Nelson, who does all of her work, is on chairs. So this is art that you can sit upon. It's art you can look at, and it's also art you can sit on. So it's dual purpose. And the work that she's doing is all about flight and nature. You know, it's sort of an appropriate time with Hawk Ridge being up and active, and the theme of the cafe is flight. So it'll be fun to see what she comes up with, because she usually comes up with usually there's some puns in her work, and it's always light and fun and enjoyable. So that'll be interesting. And then at 7 p.m. at Prove Gallery, Robert Percorni, who is he's just a fabulous landscape painter. The work isn't necessarily representational. It is landscape, but it's impressionistic. It has the mood, the atmosphere of our Northland area, and they're really, really large works. I think large landscape works, painted landscape works, are a wonderful tribute to our area because, in my mind, you know, you look at Lake Superior and you just want something big. And Bob Percorni is not afraid of making things big. In fact, I have a piece in my office by him that it's a plein air piece. And normally when you think of plein air, you know, you think of like lugging canvases, but the canvases that most painters lug are, you know, 8.5 by 11 or 11 by 17. Robert lugs, like, I think this one is 3 feet, 4 feet, 5 feet, something. I mean, it's huge. Like, he is lugging big canvases around, big boards, and working big and large, and but still being true to this the wonderful tenor of this area. So that'll be wonderful to see it probed. They have some great big white walls that'll show off the work really, really well. And this is the second to last. It's the penultimate weekend of Kathy McTavish's Duluth Quantum Computer Project that she's doing with the Duluth Art Institute. It's at 3 West Superior Street this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And it's been a wonderful experience. She started this in August and has a couple more weekends left. But it's a cross between, she has certain times that are lectures on net art and computer art, and then certain times that are lab-based. So if you're a student, if you're out of school, if you're interested in programming, you're just wondering how do these two worlds intersect, Kathy will talk about it in a way that'll just, you know, you'll plan to go for 15 minutes and you'll end up staying for 2 hours because it really is a wonderful rabbit hole. Sort of like, you know, when you first started surfing the internet and it was like, oh my gosh, there goes the entire night. Well, that's sort of what it is to step into this space because it really, she's able to link these two in really provocative ways. So definitely if you haven't been yet, go and check that out this weekend.
As usual, wonderful things to go and see and enjoy and immerse yourself in. And I can't wait to talk to you again next week, hey?
Absolutely. Thanks, Lisa.
Annie Dugan this morning. She's the curator of the Duluth Art Institute and our host on Mondays for Where's Art with Annie Dugan right here on Northland Morning.